This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has targeted Ukraine's Black Sea regions of Odessa and Mykolaiv with airstrikes, despite a deal that was supposed to allow grain shipments from ports to resume. Ukraine's military said the Kremlin used air-launched missiles in Tuesday's attack. It says private buildings in coastal Odessa region villages were hit and caught fire. In the Mykolaiv region, port infrastructure was targeted. Hours after the renewed strikes on the south, a Moscow-installed official in southern Ukraine said the Odessa and Mykolaiv regions will soon be, quote-unquote, liberated by Russian forces, just like the occupied Kherson region further east. European Union governments have agreed to ration natural gas this winter to protect against further supply cuts by Russia as Moscow pursues its invasion of Ukraine. VOA correspondent Diane Roberts reports.
EU energy ministers have been deliberating over a draft European law that would require member states to cut demand for natural gas by 15% from August through March. This would entail voluntary steps to reduce gas consumption, and if they yield insufficient savings, a trigger to impose mandatory moves. The Czech industry minister says winter is coming, and we don't know how cold it will be. But what we do know for sure is that Putin will continue to play his dirty games in misusing and blackmailing by gas supplies. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says Russia's war on Ukraine is responsible for a global food shortage that is causing untold suffering in Africa. Macron speaking Tuesday in Yaoundé, the capital of Cameroon, part of a three-legged nation tour to Africa. This is VOA News. Tunisian President Kais Saied and his supporters are celebrating the apparent adoption of his controversial new constitution following a referendum Monday, but turnout for the vote was low and the opposition is disputing the results. VOA's Lisa Bryant reports from Tunis.
Tunisian President Kais Saied promised a new phase for his country as he met cheering supporters. He called the results of Monday's referendum an historic moment that offered lessons for the world. But President Saied's political opponents, who called on supporters to boycott the vote, see things differently. Samira Shawashi, president of the Heart of Tunisia party and vice president of Tunisia's now-dissolved parliament, questioned the turnout and numbers presented by Saied's appointed election commission. She said the opposition would do its own check. Either way, she said, the low voter turnout, whether out of opposition or indifference, stripped the draft charter of legitimacy. President Saied says his new constitution, designed to create a strong presidency, dilute legislative powers, and establish a new regional assembly, will end the political gridlock that has gripped Tunisia for years. The opposition fears it will consolidate his one-man rule that began a year ago when Saied seized far-reaching powers, dissolving government and firing dozens of judges. But voters like furniture salesman Adel Zine are happy with the results. Still, he believes President Saied can't rule on his own. He lacks experience. If he becomes a dictator, Zine adds, voters will kick him out. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tunis.
Three United Nations peacekeepers and at least 12 civilians were killed during a second day of violent anti-UN protests in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday, authorities said. The protests were spurred by complaints the UN mission in the country has failed to protect civilians against militia violence, which has raged for years. Demonstrations began on Monday in the city of Goma and spread Tuesday to another city. Recapping our top story, Russia has targeted Ukraine's Black Sea regions of Odessa and Mykolaiv with airstrikes despite a deal that was supposed to allow grain shipments from ports to resume. Ukraine's military said the Kremlin's forces used air-launched missiles in Tuesday's attack. It says private buildings in coastal Odessa region villages were hit and caught fire. In the Mykolaiv region, port infrastructure was targeted. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.